USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors are throwing the book at nearly 50 people who were charged in the largest college cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents paid enormous sums to get their children into these prestigious universities.
These parents are a catalog of wealth and privilege.
Lelling also says bribes went to SAT administrators and college coaches as well.
These coaches agreed to pretend that certain applicants were recruited competitive athletes, when in fact the applicants were not.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are calling for all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft to be grounded after a crash in Ethiopia killed 157 people. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
These planes are accidents waiting to happen until there's some assurance that either the pilots have been better trained or the problems with the aircraft have been fixed.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A key congressional Democrat is backing the House Speaker's calls to back off on impeachment. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is siding with Nancy Pelosi, who said on Monday that Democrats should not pursue impeachment unless there's overwhelming and bipartisan support for doing so. She spoke to the Washington Post, riling some liberals in the House Democratic Caucus when she did. But Schiff says on Tuesday, quote, "I think the Speaker is absolutely right." He said pursuing impeachment without bipartisan political support would be doomed to failure and would be more divisive in already divisive of times.
During a House hearing today, Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan says customers can once again trust the banking giant.
The past few years have reinforced to us that our company does well by doing right. And doing right does not stop with simply repairing harm and rebuilding trust. We have more work to do.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Capitalism these days seems to be getting a bad rap from some folks, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a New York Democratic congresswoman who's openly pushing for socialism. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Nathan Latka. He's principal of Latka Capital and also author of a new book titled How to Be a Capitalist Without Any Capital. And he believes all these people wanting socialism, they have it all wrong.
It's very scary, people my age, that think that they know how to create jobs because they were a bartender at a bar. What's way more powerful is to put all your money you've earned your whole life on the line to launch the bar in the first place to create the job for this person. Now, obviously, I'm talking about Mrs. AOC herself. It's, you know, I'd love if she's created any kind of job in her life. It'd make her point of views way more interesting instead of just attacking business owners. I mean, you could look at a guy like Jeff Bezos. We should be kissing Jeff Bezos' feet, because imagine if the U.S. was not a capitalistic society. He may say, you know what, I want to go build this business in a country that rewards my hard work and success. And the problem with a lot of people that you might find at a Bernie rally that I've spoken with is, you know, they go home, they work their 9-to-5, they go home, and they watch Netflix for 3 hours, right? It's like they just, you know, they should change that for a little bit of hustle and ambition. I mean, what we should be giving out instead of free tuition is ambition. And if we did more of that, you'd see more people working hard, hustling, and building financially independent lives for themselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.